The Gothic architecture of Duke University takes cues from the likes of Oxford, Cambridge, and Princeton, as interpreted by noted architect Julian Abel. James B. Duke, industrialist, tobacco baron, and co-founder of what would eventually become the Duke Energy conglomerate, provided the capital to build what we know today as Duke University's main campus. It's been long rumored that Duke originally attempted to donate the funds to Princeton, but was rebuffed when a condition for the endowment was that Princeton rename itself using the Duke family moniker, leading to Durham's then Trinity College accepting the donation instead. This version of the story comes largely from interpretations of clumsy legal wording, and no evidence exists to support the supposed offering of funds to Princeton. However, when beginning construction, Duke originally wanted Princeton stone to be used, a specific form of granite found only in New Jersey. Options closer to home were quietly explored to avoid potentially raising prices when it came time to buy land for quarrying. At $3.55 a ton, including delivery, versus the $15.05 for Princeton stone, the local building material, called Hillsborough stone or Duke stone, was a bargain to create what Aldous Huxley called the most successful essay in neo-Gothic that I know.